Gaza amid the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The U.S. military has finished installing a floating pier that will be used to ferry aid into Gaza. President Joe Biden had ordered construction of the pier more than 2 months ago to help Palestinians facing starvation as Israel, in a war against Hamas, recently seized the Rafah border crossing. The maritime route is designed to increase the amount of aid getting into the Gaza Strip, although aid agencies say that land-based deliveries are far cheaper and more sustainable. U.S. officials say that American troops will not be setting foot in Gaza, and Pentagon officials say that the maritime route would be temporarily shut down if fighting in Gaza threatens the new shoreline distribution area. The site was targeted by mortar fire during construction, and Hamas has threatened to target any foreign forces in the Gaza Strip. Donna Warder, Washington.
Former U.S. President and presumed Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is back in court for his criminal trial today. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Donald Trump's entourage of Republican lawmakers keeps growing at court, this time about a dozen of his supporters, including Representatives Lauren Boebert and Matt Gaetz, with him. Many wearing the signature red tie like him. On his way into court, the former president denouncing his hush money trial.
This trial is a scam and it's a sham and it shouldn't happen.
Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen back on the witness stand for more cross-examination over his testimony linking Trump to a scheme to pay off women for unfavorable sex stories that he says never happened in exchange for silence. Trump denies charges of falsifying business records to cover hush money payments. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. Meeting in Beijing, Chinese President Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin condemned what they cast as increasing